Hello and good Friday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Stacey Elgin. Thanks for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Sources tell CNN that federal prosecutors investigating the 2001 anthrax attacks were likely to seek the death penalty against a top U.S. biodefense researcher who has committed suicide. Bruce Ivins was a researcher at the Maryland lab at the center of the FBI investigation. The government was close to filing charges against Ivins. His lawyer says Ivins was innocent of the attacks, which killed five people. Police have made an arrest in an attack that left three people dead and a fourth wounded in northeastern Wisconsin. Police say a man dressed in camouflage came out of the woods near the town of Niagara and opened fire on a group of nine young people. They had gathered at a bridge to swim in the river. Investigators say they believe the shooting was a random act. All four victims were from Michigan. Well, today marks the one-year anniversary of the Interstate 35 West bridge collapse in Minneapolis. 13 people were killed and more than 140 were injured. An interfaith memorial service has been held. A moment of silence will be observed at 6:05 p.m. in Minneapolis, the exact time the bridge collapsed. And by the way, the new bridge, which has been under construction now for months, will open next month. The project manager says it can support a lot more weight than the old one. The builders also say there have been multiple inspections and outside evaluations. July's death toll in Iraq is the lowest of the war. 11 U.S. troop deaths were reported in July, 6 killed in combat and 5 others dying from non-battle injuries, according to Pentagon officials. The lowest monthly toll had been May when 19 were killed. Well, the Summer Olympics are now just a week away. The official Olympic clock is counting down to the opening ceremonies in Beijing, which are rumored to be quite amazing. More than 10,000 athletes have started pouring into the Olympic Village. The good news, the skies are clear, at least right now. China has closed factories, halted construction, and banned even an odd license plates on alternate days. And do be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. And, of course, we'll have updates right here throughout the day. Thanks for watching.